Oh, my gosh, you guys. I get the biggest kick out of you. It's so nice to talk to you.
Good morning.
Now, whereabouts in Atlanta are you? Because, of course, I'm in radio in Atlanta and have been here for almost my whole life. So where's your home?
We're north of the city.
That's what I figured, like Roswell or Alpharetta or something like that. It looked like those newer, beautiful homes.
And thank you.
I am so excited for you. When I was reading one of the reasons why we're talking today, first of all, I've got to ask about a spinoff, because it seems like there could be so many spinoffs. You've got so many characters in your family. What is the spinoff idea for the pilot that you did?
The spinoff is with our children, Chase and Savannah. It's called Growing Up Quickly. It's those two venturing out, you know, leaving the nest, going to college, doing what the normal thing is that happens in people's homes every day. And we're going to see how well they function based on what we've given them while they've been in our home. We certainly anticipate that there's going to be bumps in the road, and I think that they're thinking, this is baffles me with my children. If it's on camera, I'm going to see it. So is everyone else in the world. And they still try to get away with stuff. I mean, I just look at stuff. Sometimes I just shake my head and say, God bless them.
We all do. And you know what? They seem like really balanced kids. Julian, I've got to say that you and Todd, you just have such a nice balance in your marriage. You can tell. I love when the two of you are sitting down and kind of talking and the looks on your face when he's saying some of his famous Toddisms. But there really seem to be well-adjusted kids. Has this changed them a lot?
Of course, to say it hasn't impacted them, it would be a lie. But, you know, I think for us, we have always tried to stay as present with our children as we possibly can. And we continue to do that even more so, I think, with the show. So for us, we try to remind them daily that, yes, we are blessed to have the show. But at any minute, it can go away, and it will go away. And no one will care anymore. So for that, you have to always, always remember that this is a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. You use that opportunity in a positive way, and understanding that it's not going to be here forever.
Are they starting in the fall school, or have they already started college?
No, they will both be starting in the fall.
You've just done a pilot for it, is that right? Or have we even done the pilot yet for that?
They start to shoot the pilot on the 20th of this month.
Oh, my goodness. And can you tell us where they're going?
One is staying in state, one's going out of state. Savannah's going to Nashville, and Chase is staying here in Georgia.
Oh, my goodness. It's going to be really fun to watch. We're still going to have Chrisley Knows Best, right?
You are still going to have Chrisley Knows Best, and they will still be very involved in Chrisley Knows Best because, as you know, I don't know if you have children or not, but or certainly if you do, if you've gone through this college thing, children have a way of leaving the nest just so they can figure out and calculate their way of getting back in.
I don't have children, and so I vicariously live them through you.
Well, then you know what? We are a wonderful form of birth control.
There you go. And how is Grayson doing with all this? What a cutie bug. He is hilarious.
Grayson is truly one of the brightest spots in our life. You know, Grayson comes along 9 years after Julie had her tooth tied. So he's truly our gift from God and a surprise to us. But he is truly one of the most articulate children that I've had the pleasure of raising and certainly ever being around. He's very quick-witted. Grayson is a blessing, and he's a happy child. And, you know, as a parent, when you have a child that's happy, it makes you feel wonderful inside. And he's truly a happy child all the time.
It's strange that he's so young and you think about little kids having tantrums and stuff, but he really is not like, I mean, you see that part of him, but he is very clever, very funny little guy to watch. I love him.
He's a lot smarter than his siblings because, I mean, he can work every one of them to his advantage.
That's right. They
don't even know they've been worse.
That's right. I'm excited for you about this nighttime talk show because two of the shows I love the most on television are The Walking Dead. And so Talking Dead after that is amazing. And then Watch What Happens Live with Andy Cohen. And so the production company that does those, they're going to do a nighttime talk show with you?
They are. Embassy Row, I have been blessed, you know, when the network came to me with the offer with USA and then said, you know, we want to put you in Embassy Row. This is what the fans are asking for. We think you'll be great doing it. And I start shooting that pilot on the 20th of this month. We've got some great guests lined up. Our show is going to be a little bit different than those. My talk show is, you know, for the first 5 minutes of every show, I give it to the audience. Because without them, without the fans, I wouldn't have that platform to And so for 5 minutes of the show, it belongs to the audience, it belongs to the fan base. Ask me any question you want to ask me, I'm going to answer it. There's nothing off limits. And then we're going to have fun, and we're going to laugh and cut up. We're going to dish about everything that's going on in the world, and we're going to have a good time. So, I mean, you know what, if this is the platform that the Lord has decided that I'm going to be able to use, then I want to be able to use it to the fullest extent of my ability.
I love it. And, Julie, are you going to get to be his Ed McMahon?
You know... I can assure you I'm definitely going to be there because I am so excited because I really feel like this is going to be the niche for Todd. And so I'm just so happy and I'm so excited to see it.
Well, you need to be part of it too, lady. I'm telling you, Todd, you've got this huge, amazing personality, but you certainly have surrounded yourself with family that all is the same. You're just delightful and lovely and beautiful people. And I get the biggest kick out of sharing your life with you. So thank you for doing it.
Well, Thank you. I think that together we're a wonderful, beautiful, functioning family. I think you take a part of, you take one of us away, and it's not the same.